State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Oh shit, we back on the air. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. All right, now grab your tea, grab your halls, grab everything you need to listen, because it's story time. So I was talking to a friend of mine, right? And she was telling me that she's been in a relationship for about 5 years or whatever. Now I know of this, but I did not know this. She's been in like a relationship where she is allowing the guy to have another girlfriend, basically. So he can't choose between the two. And this has been this way for 5 fucking years, okay? Now, I've known this girl for over 5 years, and I did not know. I met the nigga and everything. Did not know that she was the other woman. Well, both of them are other women, you know what I'm saying? Because he's in a relationship with both of them. And it's so crazy because it's 5 years strong. How the fuck do you allow someone to play with you and toy with your heart for 5 years? You're letting him, one, devalue who you are as a woman. You're letting him do that. He's stripping you of your dignity. Actually, you're doing it to yourself, bitch, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then two, you're giving him power over you. You didn't make him choose. You're giving him an ultimatum that he's never going to take serious because you've stayed with him for 5 years. Now that hurts my feelings as her friend because she kept this shit from me for a long time, you know, but the guy damn near lives with her. Like he has his place, has his own place, but he's with her like all the time. Every time I talk to her or whatever, whatever. So her admitting this to me, you know, over a drink, I was just like, damn, bitch, you've been wanting to tell somebody that for a long time, haven't you? You know, and not a lot of people know, of course, but this is how it started. She told me when she first met him, he was already dealing with somebody. They weren't together, but he was fucking with somebody, okay? So she started messing with him, and everything was the same. They actually hit it off strong, you know what I'm saying? Everything was good, you know? They started dating and everything. He had never left this girl alone. He actually started getting a little bit more involved with the other girl as well. And to top it off, he was just getting out of a fucking divorce. Let's just start there. At least he was divorced, though. Hence Country Wayne.
Damn.
But yeah, he was already divorced. You know what I'm saying? So as you can see, shit already don't work out with this nigga. But he's a good guy. He's a great fucking guy, basically. So she found out about the girl because he told her. He actually like came clean and told her like 8 months in when they were almost like together for a year. He was like, yo, it's this other girl that I have. I can't like just leave her alone because I do love her, but I want you and blah, 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 blah. And she is pregnant.
Oh!
Boom. So the girl was pregnant. Okay. She told him she was not getting rid of the baby. He didn't want the baby, but he can't make her get an abortion. Couldn't make her get an abortion. So he kept the child. She had the child. And here is my friend, still his fucking girlfriend. And here is the now baby mother, still his girlfriend. Second year in, she tells him, I can't do this anymore. You have been playing games with me since day one or whatever. You told me about the bitch. Yeah, you came clean, but now you need to fucking choose. Now, he did tell her he was going to choose. You so right. I love you. I don't want to be with her. We just got this child. We got to raise together, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yo, I get it, but you still sleeping with her. Like, you fucking love her. Like, and I can't do this anymore. I don't know what the fuck happened after that, but fast forward to now, to the nowadays days, she and he and she is still together. So they might as well just fucking live together. Has that shit ever happened to you? I have my sister here again. Shay, say what's up.
What's going on, good people?
Yeah, where the hoes at? Listen, I'm going to tell you, that story like rocked my fucking world, yo. I was so upset with her. Like, yo, what the fuck do you mean? 5 years, this nigga has not chosen? He has been having his cake and eating it too.
But honestly, you can't even be mad at her because I know you've also been in situations when your mind is so wrapped up in a situation, that's all you know.
Right.
You can't remove yourself from a situation until like your blinders are really taken off and and you're ready to really leave the situation.
But to share a man, you understand? And then you're knowingly sure. It's one thing to get cheated on. Nigga hid that shit for 5 years or for however long he hid it, because he hid it for 8 months. I believe he only told her because the girl was pregnant and she was not getting rid of the baby. So to share her, him?
In her mind, girl, she probably honestly blocked out the other female, knowing that she still existed, but she probably just blocked out anyway.
Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, have you ever been in a situation like that?
So I've never been in a situation like that, but you know of a situation, one of the situations that I've been in, one of my baby fathers. Whom we will not name. You remember what happened?
Girl, yes, honey. Listen, he was big, big, big fucking cheating it anyway. And I don't understand. Like, how do you guys have enough time in the day? Like, he was really, really into you. Like, y'all was like together, my nigga. And then I seen him in a fucking restaurant sitting with a bitch. And now we all know.
Straight sitting with a bitch.
Baltimore City is so goddamn small. Now listen.
Smalltimore, Maryland.
I be fucking, yeah, this is Smalltimore, nigga. I swear, I seen it. And I don't even know how I say this shit, yo, because I wasn't even going in that store. I was going to the barbershop right next to the motherfucking.
No, that's not what happened. You were sitting in the car. You took a picture and was like, I noticed this nigga. I noticed how he walked. He was walking, holding the bitch hand.
Yep.
And they went into the restaurant.
Yep.
And you was like, I'm about to go in there. I'm like, go in there. I ain't had no car at the time. Oh, I'm sitting there trying to borrow somebody's car. Trying to get a fucking
meet
zip
me
car.
Up like, there, bitch. I wish it was Uber. We wasn't even Uber back then. Was
no, it was still Uber. We weren't using this shit.
Yeah, we wasn't using it. Yeah, this we was
had,
like, yeah.
We had hacks.
Yeah.
We had friends that had cars. And bitch, that's just.
This was like 6-7 years ago. I don't think it was Uber, Shay.
No, it was. It was.
Okay.
That shit existed.
Well, you wasn't using it then. Fuck
only
it.
Only white people was using the shit.
Yeah. That shit first came out. It was like, no, we don't trust niggas. Right. Yeah, we got real hacks killing and kidnapping motherfuckers. We ain't ready to start using no app. Pick us up. All right. Anyway, yeah. So I called her sitting in the car and I'm like, yo, I see this nigga. I know I see a baby father. He up here with a bitch. She was like, oh, I said, I'm ready to go in here and say something. She was like, all right, yeah, go in there, fucking say something, bitch. Yeah. So I hit the door. As soon as I opened the door to the motherfucking little petty ass restaurant he was in, because it was like a pizzeria next door in a shopping center with like a fucking Rainbow, a fucking Subway. Like,
but
you took this bitch here.
But like, hold up. Like, do you remember you went in there and was like, yeah, I'm about to go say something. Excuse me, can I get 2 chicken wings?
I definitely wanted some chicken.
Like, yeah. Not 2 chicken wings
it was
before
really,
you go confront.
They was really good.
Like, who the fuck orders 2 chicken wings
bitch,
before
when
they
I
go confront
there, I walked in there, that fucking fried chicken smell smacked right in my face. Like, bitch, you better come get some of us before you go over here and fight. So I was like, all right, cool. I walked up to her. Before I even got up there, yo, the nigga seen me, got up and went to the bathroom. Like, I really wish I would have went in the fucking bathroom like, ha-ha, I see you. You know what I'm saying? But like, I couldn't. So I walked up to her. But that is so dumb because you saw me. You know I'm your baby mother little sister. Like, you know I'm your girl little sister and you fucking try me now. You know I'm that type of bitch that'll put your ass on blast and you already know
heard
that I'm a teller or I already got her on the phone. And you were on the phone. She was on the phone with me. So I walked up to her. This nigga went in the bathroom. I was like, excuse me, you mess with him? You know, because he shall remain nameless. I'm like, you mess with him? She was like, why? And I was like, oh, because that's my sister's boyfriend. Like, that's my sister's man. Oh, my sister pregnant. She looked like a fucking truck was coming. She like a deer in headlights, bitch. She did not know. Like a truck was ready to hit her. She ain't say shit. Ain't say not a damn thing. So I'm standing there like, yeah, I just thought you should know that. Went over there, picked my wings up and kept on going. This nigga comes back out the bathroom. And then I know because I sat back in my car. I went to sit back in my car. I want to see how long it takes to be in the bathroom. And the wings were already made. They're not like made to order. They was already right there. So I picked up my wings and I got the fuck out of there. You know what I'm saying? This nigga came out. He had to be at the door waiting to see when I left. Because how was you in the bathroom that long? Even though it wasn't
like really, the
it
was bathroom like a had a peephole or something.
Yeah. It was like a fast exchange. But it's like, yo, how the fuck you really stay? You come out as soon as I get in my car. Like, you're watching me from the bathroom, obviously. And I sat there for like a good little 15 minutes or whatever, still on the phone or whatever. My sister, bitch, you was trying to get. You remember you called somebody to take you up there? You yep. was like, no, meet me up here. Like,
my
run
best
me up?
Friend, yo, my best friend got a rented a zip car. She nigga. Rented a zip car and came and got my
nigga,
ass.
You was trying to get everybody get a way up there, and I'm like, yo. And by the time you got up there, they was gone and shit. Mm-hmm. But yo, I made sure. I'm like, oh, I said something, yo. So that was. A situation very similar.
So you didn't even really get into the whole little nitty gritty of it.
What?
So when I reached out to his family to let his family know that I was pregnant, they like, oh, you pregnant too?
Right.
I'm like, too.
And that's how you found out about Shorty being pregnant.
I was like, too. Like, wait, yep. what?
Yep.
So I'm like, okay. So now it made sense because. When I found out I was pregnant, I mm-hmm. told him about it. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to get an abortion. Mm-hmm. He actually offered to buy me a pair of Uggs in exchange to get the abortion.
What?
Yes. I ain't never saw you that.
What the fuck? No, bitch.
Yes. He was like, pick a pair of Uggs and send me the link. I'm a buy them, but you got to get the abortion first.
What the Shay, oh my God. It is so many bitches that'll be like, all right, I'm going to get the Uggs. Like what?
Being serious.
And get like, rid of the baby. Yeah. That is fucked up. Okay. So how did it end? When did, bitch, I know they on the edge of their seats right now. When did you meet her? When did you see her? Like, when did you guys ever find out about each other?
I never got to meet the other woman.
Actually?
Never. I have never met the other woman. So she's under the impression that I'm just some ghetto ass bitch and I cause a lot of trouble.
And ain't no telling who was first. You don't know who he was dealing with first.
So, I mean.
You were her.
She was a person from his past.
Okay.
But they had just broken up right before I met him when I was a teenager.
Mm.
So she was actually with him prior to then. Getting with him in the long, long time ago days.
Okay. When y'all were young and shit.
Very young.
Okay.
But then when I found out about her, I confronted him about it and he lied. When I confronted him about you seeing him, mm-hmm. he said, mm-hmm. oh, that was my cousin.
Who, him? Uh-huh. His big ass, he got a big ass cousin that looked just like him, that walked just like him and everything. And his cousin had to run to the goddamn bathroom just as soon as I came in there.
No.
Stop lying.
No, not. He said the girl was his cousin.
Oh, what? She ain't answer me like no goddamn cousin. Any cousin would have been like, do I mess with him? Girl's like, my fucking cousin.
Exactly.
Like, she would have just told me that. Girl, bye. Nigga, bye, please. That is crazy.
So, I mean, long story short, going forward, we both have children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Won't say the age.
Yeah, of course.
But we both have children. Mm-hmm. Our children recently just met. I still have yet to meet mm-hmm. This young lady. And yeah.
And they're not too far apart, the kids.
Yeah.
Because y'all were pregnant at the same fucking time.
Right.
So he was living a double life. But the difference between this story and story time was they knew about each other. So I think that's worse, Shay. That's so much worse to me.
But he told, you know, the story that he told her was.
Hold up. I know the shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
Oldest girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent,
telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what he told the other girl, because apparently they were, more than just a couple. He told her that I was just a one-night stand that he met through his little brother, and he doesn't know if the baby could have possibly been his or not.
Wow. Niggas is so fucking trifling.
They just make up any fucking thing.
Well, on that note, story time. That story is a little better because the nigga was up front. He did. He came out, and then she knew about her, and then he knew, and then she knew about her. No, it would be no secrets. Everything is out on the fucking table. The only thing is, I just can't let somebody run free with my heart like that, knowing that they got somebody else's heart as well. Like at this point, they may as well all move together.
But you know, people do it all the time. What is it? The polygamous?
Yeah, yeah.
The polygamy, you know, people.
And that's what I wanted to ask her. I'm like, yo, like, no, well, I did kind of ask. I'm like, are you okay with it? Like, this is like an arrangement? Like, for 5 years, y'all have a three-way relationship, you know? And she's like, no, it ain't that. Then what the fuck is it? Because you're telling me that you know this shit and you're okay with this. But she's like, I'm not okay with it. That's what I'm saying. I just recently told him, yo, she said, I'm at a point now where it's like, you need to choose me or you're done. But you're still in the same boat because...
Do they have any children?
You're telling... No. No kids. I don't think she wants any. But no children. You know? And he has other children as well. Not by that girl. Just, you know, children from previous relationships. Nigga, I'm telling you. That must be like the best dick that anybody that never been blessed with in life.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Seriously.
Must be coated in dope.
Real shit. Y'all remember Love and Hip Hop? You remember, well, have you ever watched, you know, Love and Hip Hop New York when Peter Guns, Amina, and Tara was, even if you, because y'all know you're not
seen
person.
Yeah, I mean,
they
lived in the same building.
Yes, you seen that shit online. Now listen, Peter wasn't truthful at first, but once they found out about each other and everything, and once they, you know, knew, like, oh, okay, this is who we dealing with, and oh, okay, this is, yeah, okay, you know, because he married Amina. Right, like, and he just kept giving Tara kids, but he wouldn't leave neither one of them. Yeah, my sister wife. It was like they were in a competition to try to see who could win him. Because there was a scene where Tara was like, yes, I sat on his dick every night when I want to. Oh, I would say, Peter, come fuck my pussy. And he would come, and he did. Didn't you, Peter? And Peter was sitting there looking like, bitch, why the fuck you gonna say that shit?
On national TV.
On national TV. He was so mad she put him out there. So they were in competition. Like, yo, y'all are competing for this penis. You know, they were like getting back. Like it was like every year a new one was pregnant. Like Amina
so
was
they
pregnant.
Was just
then Tara. Yep. Then Tara got pregnant. Then Amina got pregnant. Then Tara. And it's like, yo, y'all are really, y'all know about each other, but y'all trying to see who can win him or trying to see if, and it became a three-way situation. That is so fucking
all together.
Yeah. I can't. And I get, you know, people are into that. There are people who are into that. I just can't do it for my sanity. That's not.
I can't either. I want my own nigga.
Yeah.
I want my own nigga. And like, I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing if you don't know. Mm-hmm. But when you know, I feel like you're just being a dumbass, essentially. Now, let me go back to try to clean that up. Some people are okay with that, mm-hmm. but they don't have a relationship with this person. They might just like what they can do for them sexually.
Right.
And it's just a sexual thing.
Right.
But to actually sit there and fall in love with somebody and to be in love with somebody, mm-hmm. that I don't get it. I don't understand. That right there is when I feel like it is a sickness.
Yeah. You talking about for the guy or for the woman?
Either or.
Yeah, because Peter has said, like, I love you and I love you. I love you both. Like, my friend's man, he loves them both. Like, he cannot choose. Like, and I think it's gone on for so long where they allowed it without even knowing that they have allowed it.
They're acclimated to the situation. Is this for 5 years? That is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That is a lifestyle. That's not just a situation, a situationship, you cheating or whatever. That is a lifestyle. This mm-hmm. is how all of them clearly are used to living. Like, all right, I'm going to be with this bitch on this day, and I'm going to be with her on that day. You understand, right? Yeah, I understand. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow, or I'll see mm-hmm. you later, because I'm going to be with her this mm-hmm. time, blah, blah, blah. That's when I feel like, what is the word I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. Narcissistic.
It is narcissistic. The biggest narcissist of all reality TV, and I've ever even seen in real life, is fucking Stevie J. He used to be. He's not anymore. Thank God Faith changed his fucking life, and he's happily married now with
you
her.
You sure about that?
To her. What? Yeah, they ain't married no more?
I know they married.
I was gonna say, shit, damn. But no. Well, I guarantee you he ain't doing all that shit to Faith. I don't know. He was just blatantly disrespectful to Mimi and Jocelyn. Like, I believe he made Jocelyn the main bitch she is. You know what I'm saying? Or she was, but shit, you know, I just, and then he fucked Mimi up bad. Not physically, you know, I don't want nobody to think that he hit her.
But you know, seriously. I feel like maybe in his mind, he felt as though he could do that to them because they weren't anybody, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Faith had a name way before he was even.
And they were friends. They were actually homies over the years. You know?
I mean, but still, that's Faith Evans.
Yeah.
That's Biggie X.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Faith.
She's somebody. She's a legend. She's very legendary. Like,
everybody knows Faith Evans. Like, mm-hmm. somebody say Jocelyn Hernandez, they're going to be like, some people may be
do
like,
it like it's my birthday.
Right, baby.
Now that's what they'll say. But, you know, for sure. I do get it. She, could never hold a torch to Faith. And I understand. I'm sorry. I'm just being real. But yeah, I do understand that. However, she is beautiful. She's glowed up. And she has made a better woman of herself. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And look, she didn't even got a baby out the nigga, Stevie. You know what I'm saying? And which her man and her, he takes care of the baby, you know, the man that she's with now. She seems very fucking happy with him. I still don't know the nigga name. But yeah, she feels.
She got somebody?
Yeah, she has somebody.
Oh, for her.
He does the TV show with her and everything. Like, no, for sure. But you had a lot of fucking situations with guys. Like, that was, like, funny to me. I swear to God, like, a lot of situations.
So, the one before I had children, when I had my first little apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You remember my first little apartment with no furniture?
Yeah.
I literally had a futon and a TV stand.
Uh-huh.
The guy that I used to date,
uh-huh.
who also shall remain nameless.
Yes.
Homeboy was living with me
mm-hmm.
and still dealing with his ex.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about his ex. I can't remember how I found out. I feel like somebody told me, but mm-hmm. I can't remember. That was so long ago. I can't remember exactly how.
Mm-hmm.
But found out about homegirl. This was back in the MySpace days. So that's how long ago that was.
Oh, Lord.
I hit her up on MySpace.
Yeah.
Talked to her. And we was like, oh, yeah. So, girl, we going to set him up. Mm-hmm. So he get off work. He going to get a ride home. I ain't going to go pick him up. Come here. I'm going to pack all this shit up. Girl, we going to play Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
So y'all were some fucking clowns. Just want to let you know. Not trying to redo The Boy Is Mine. Like, what the fuck?
I
hope he looked like Mekhi Phifer, bitch. Hold up.
He looked like a motherfucking pipe. But anyway.
Ew. Go ahead.
So, you know, he comes in or whatever. And I'm like, oh, you know, I ran your bath water, whatever. And, you know, I'm going to put some music on for you. So I had one of my other homegirls in there ready to put the little CD player on. Next thing you know, he is to the left, And she comes out the bedroom, and me and her practice this little routine. We did this little to the left, everything you
own. Y'all made up a fucking dance?
We did. Everything you own in a box to the left.
Bitch, not saying Tamara.
The box of stuff that I actually had was on the right of us, not on the left.
Like some clown.
But it's whatever, because.
Y'all said the box was on the right.
He knew what the fuck was going on. And he looked like he saw a motherfucking ghost. He looked like Casper came out and was like, hey.
No, are you serious?
Yes, he was like, how the fuck did these bitches.
Exactly, conspire.
Yes, definitely. So she did some little extra shit, took something out the box and threw it off the balcony and broke it. And he ended up calling his homeboy like, yeah, they set me up. Like, come get me, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, shit.
Then to come to find out a week later, he's staying with the bitch. What she really did was she did all this, that phony shit with me because she really just wanted me to break up with him so she could get him back.
Wow.
The dick was not all that.
But, I mean, he was all that for y'all to make up routines and do TikToks and shit. For y'all was like, crazy. What?
Yes.
Would you do that now?
Hell no. Fuck these niggas. Like, I mean, like, honestly, at the age that I am now, I have a very short tolerance for men.
What age are you?
I'm 35.
Okay.
I'm 35 and yeah, I really
want them to know. I know.
But I know you know.
Okay.
When I tell you, I can't even, sometimes I can't even get through a week of talking to a guy.
Wow.
I recently just had a guy in my DM, right?
Yeah.
Guy in my DM.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know, he was okay looking.
Yeah.
You know, like after, you know, at my age, being 35, I'm just like, you know, it's not all about looks and whatever, whatever. So I was like, all right. I was like, he's okay. You know, girl, he's like, I'm tall and light skin, whatever, but whatever. So, you know, he's talking to me. He's like, oh, you know, I work for DC Metro and I do this and I do that. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, you got a good job. And then he's like, what's your Cash App? I'm going to send you some money. And I'm like, wait, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
And you know, I ain't never been no money hungry bitch.
Right.
To sit there and be like, oh, just getting what I can get out of somebody. I've never been that type of person.
Right.
So I'm going on his page. I'm like, his page is so naked. It's just naked. Mm-hmm. Like three or four posts. I'm like, let me go to the tag photos to see, you know, if anything's here. Mm-hmm. I go to the tag photos, see a whole bunch of pictures of the children and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, oh, these got to be his kids. They look like him.
Uh-huh.
Boom. I'm like, oh, well, who page is this? It's the baby mother's page.
Oh, shit.
But not only was she the baby mother, she was the girlfriend. The current girlfriend, she had this man plastered. This is on a Wednesday, I'm on the page. She just posted him on Monday for Man Crush Monday. Like, she has him plastered all over the page. So I said something to him. I was just like, I forgot what her name was, but I was like, hey, I was like, I don't know why you all up in my DMs, but I'm sure such and such wouldn't like that. The nigga blocked me.
Ooh.
Straight blocked me.
Because you found out about the
girl. Yeah, so then I reached out to the girl. I was like, look, I said, you know, you seem like a beautiful young lady.
Uh-huh.
You got this man all over your page. You're praising him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm coming to you because I don't know how many other people, DMs and shit, he jumping in. But, like, maybe you should, like, chill on posting him because he's making you look like a fucking fool. You know, so she read the shit and ain't say nothing. And then she made a post and was like, loving me for me and blocking out all the haters. Like, girl,
what the fuck? So you told her that high ass, let him tell her some bogus ass lie, and so she was right back with him.
Girl, I went and was looking through like the videos and stuff. This nigga ain't even had no front teeth.
Pew, bitch, you dodged the big bald mouth bullet. The fuck? What the fuck? Not two bald spots in the front of his mouth. Ew. He got a nerve to be cheating. Some people just don't have no business cheating at all.
Like, what, she was eating some bad pussy, bro?
You don't need no teeth. Like, what the fuck? You need to be with the one who loves you, because nobody else is going to love you.
Because don't nobody want that shit.
You don't have no fucking teeth? That's crazy. But there are a lot of people here I see that don't have teeth. Like, very much so. So you're not okay with being the other woman.
Absolutely
I think it's
not.
Safe to say, because you have done a lot of crazy shit. Like, remember you set the nigga car on fire and shit? And then, that was like real shit. God.
Why would you say that in here?
Oh, shit. Who got locked up for that shit?
Nobody.
Oh. Well, it's fine. It's Kathy Rockers. I don't know who we talking about. And just like that, we're going to end it. Listen, tune in every Wednesday. Say bye, Shay.
See, y'all. This girl's trying to get niggas caught up.
She'll be locked up next week.
I plead the fifth. I didn't do anything like that.
I love y'all just like y'all love me. And in my best deep pan voice, peace. Nice little ass back there.
Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.